Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, off to the pub.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is fine if you like good comedy and insightful, hilarious stand-up. But what if you like unhinged quiz shows where the host is worryingly sweaty and everyone's scared? Well, do I have the show for you? Big Deal, a quiz show hosted by me and starring a whole bunch of comedians and Sans Pants people. Tickets are available from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website and from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Welcome to episode 8 of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
How about we find out if the sickness goes to animals, and then we investigate the lake and go see the dryads to see if they'll let us know where the Yuan-Ti are.
Yes.
Sounds like a...
I'm happy to do that.
So that sounds like a good plan.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, then.
Friends!
We are a good friendship. This one will not sink, unlike the last ship we were on.
Oh, goody. And I scoffer away.
I'm just saying that over time, naturally, an animal would wander close to the house, surely.
So, if we were to eliminate the house, there would be no risk to the animals.
I cannot in good conscience burn a house full of people.
Psychopath alert.
Who said that?
God!
No wizard came along and cast a spell. There's some magical creature in here, in the lake, which is emanating a necromantic aura. Probably something undead.
I forget that I am a monk, and I am very dexterous, and I have Step of the Wind. So there is a chance, right, that I could stand on the log, and as it was, if it got pulled down, jump out of the way, jump to safety.
You could try.
But it's a thing I could try.
Almost mummified all around you are the bodies of many undead. They also claw out and reach for you as you pass. The undead that's grabbing you is not hampered. It's not grabbed by these reeds in any way, but all these other undead are.
I'm doing my little bad guy from Super Smash Bros. Hand.
Master Hand?
Master Hand.
Molto bene, you attempt to distract the dead in the lake to help your friend Goody.
Deep within the water, Goody, you see several, not the mummy holding you, but several of the regular undead around you look upwards. Still bound in their reeds and such. You're not sure what's happening, but they've been distracted by something.
I did it!
Some of them have. You are still being dragged down by a mummy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then it is the mummy's turn.
We're in the mummy.
We're in the mummy. It's the mummy's turn.
It's the mummy's return. Turn.
What?
So,
oh, did you make a mummy returns joke?
Kind of.
Fuck yes.
Good. I won the game.
I love Brendan Fraser. Ah, come back, Brendan Fraser. He's doing something now, but that's good. I'm glad that he's working still. He's got like a cowboy show or something. The mummy attacks you.
Yeah, okay.
Is it really hot in here? I had a coffee, and this is my second coffee of the day.
Oh, can you really not do more than one coffee?
Sorry?
Can you really not do more than one coffee?
I can't do one coffee.
Oh, really? Fuck. I have like three to...
This is my coffee. Third.
You cool, because addicted boy.
I had...
It's not good.
I had two coffees today. I had three coffees a week ago. And before that, my last coffee was maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, boy.
I don't have coffee a lot, but I will sometimes when I have coffee.
You said coffee a lot in that sentence.
It fucks me. Yep. Yeah, it does. Coffee really does fuck me, coffee.
Mummy time.
So, the mummy attacks you.
I can't do anything, can I?
Well, not while it's attacking. We'll get to that in a sec. Oh. Molto bene, you get a turn, but not just yet. Okay, it hits you.
What about if they re-roll that attack roll?
All right, I hadn't even rolled it by the time you played that card.
Oh.
But it did hit, so you're good to make it re-roll. All right, now it's going to miss, unless...
Unless nothing happens, in which case...
No, I can't do anything. Yes. All right.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Cass.
Anytime.
The mummy starts trying to climb its way back up you and claw at you and bite and tear your flesh, but you start kicking downwards with your other leg and you break, it's still grappling you, but you break its proper hold on you. So you're still grappling each other, but the mummy doesn't hit you, basically.
Great.
Hey, and did you want to be higher up in the initiative ranking? if handsome Tom so desires.
You could go next if you wanted to.
You could just go
now. Or technically now it's had its turn. Yeah.
Thanks, Cass. I'd like to use this.
All right. Spend the card. Goody goes up to the top, or at least behind the mummy. Goody, it's your turn.
Well, I want to do what I was going to do before, which was just get a...
Try to break free.
Is it still holding on to me? Yeah.
Yeah, it's still holding on to you.
I want to break free. All
right.
I want to break free. So, yeah, break free and then...
Oh, right. I roll twice.
Step of the wind. What I need
you're
to...
so lucky.
What I need
it
to step of the wind
to
away.
It was about to win, but then you... So I rolled two dice, one for you, one for it.
Yep.
It rolled a 19, and then the die I rolled for you hit the die I rolled for it, and now it's rolled a 2.
Yes!
Unfortunately...
Oh...
What do I have for skill checks? I'm going to give you a negative 6.
Hard work.
A negative 6 to your... A negative D6.
That's it.
That's this Melbourne shuffle.
Oh, man. Yep.
Nah, you still break free. You break free?
Snap. Fuck, yeah. So...
If you use Step of the Wind, you are on the shore this round.
I'm going to use Step of the Wind, Adam.
You're on the shore this round.
Did you grab a chunk of the mummy?
No.
No, I did not.
It nearly grabbed a chunk of him.
My God.
You are on the shore, Moltobane and Lunabon. You see...
Oh, boy.
Goody bursts out of the water and starts moving at a rapid pace to the shoreline.
I made an error. I did not take any of the mummy. Oh, by the way, it is a mummy.
Oh, geez,
okay.
Mom. I thought she burned.
No, not that kind of mummy.
Things the group knows about mummies through Moltobane... Mummies are vulnerable to fire, so fire deals double damage to them. They are resistant to any type of physical weapon that isn't magical. So magic affects them normally, but things that aren't magical, they're resistant to. They are immune to poison and necrotic types of damage. They cannot be charmed, exhausted, frightened, paralyzed, or poisoned. They do not need to breathe, sleep, or drink. And also the dreadful glare ability.
It hasn't tried to follow me out of the lake?
No, it has not followed you out.
Okay, I did not get a piece of it because...
Although, actually, it's not its turn. Goody, that was your turn.
So, it's a mummy. It is a mummy. But also, everything that has dragged into the lake is undead and floating in the seaweed. So, it is very bad down there. And I did not get a piece of it.
Well, if we know what it is, perhaps there'll be someone who'll be able to help us deal with the mummy situation.
Lunabon, it's your turn. You guys can just leave if you want. That can be your turn.
I might suggest legging it.
Yeah, I reckon we skedaddle.
Or perhaps waiting around to see if it follows you.
It may try to follow. We could wait to see if that happens.
You could try.
Well, what about we all ready our weapons?
Okay, well, remember, as I told you, it is resistant to non-magical weapons.
So,
it is weak to fire, but it's very wet.
Do you have a fire spell?
I have Produce Flame.
Produce Flame will cause a fire damage effect. If you keep reading, you can throw the ball of fire that you make.
I prepare a fireball.
If you hit it with a fireball, I could try to like get a piece of its skin off with a. Even though the sword wouldn't hurt it, could I like shave a bit of its body off?
You could try
a bandage. Is it a bandaged mummy? No,
It's wearing. It's not really bandaged. It's more wearing a weird funeral.
Funeral
clothes. Yeah, funeral clothes that cover most of its.
If I just get something of it, it would have.
It's a type of mummy that you... It's a mummy, but not a type of mummy you've seen before.
We could take, like, a bit of something off it, and it would have...
Sentimental value.
You don't think the clothes would be enough. You need some of the physical body, so you got to cut a bit of it off.
I could try to cut it off.
Yeah, you could try.
Because also, potentially, if cornered, I can use my Hellish Rebuke, which is a fire attack.
Yes, correct.
But I have to wait for it to attack me.
It's got to hit you first.
All right, we can wait to see if it follows... If it doesn't follow, I have a very dumb idea that I would suggest, but we'll wait to see what happens.
Okay, cool. Let's see what happens.
I'll prepare my fireball and stand in front.
I would suggest all of you move maybe 30 feet away from the shoreline, which you have a couple rounds to do because you moved very quickly, and you know that mummies are not nearly as fast as a monk using Step of the Wind. So...
I move 31 feet.
Unfortunately, the second you do that, you snap back to a grid.
Oh, damn!
It's a... You don't think anything of it. It's how your life has always been.
yes, the grid.
So, what's going to happen is you will all have a readied action, When it emerges from the water, all three of you will get basically a free round to act.
When?
When, yes, because it's spoiler alert, it's coming out of the water.
Oh,
jeez. There's nothing else to... Look, I'm about to say that. I'm just telling you what's going to happen when that happens, you know? Why you got to be on my grizz like this?
Just having a look at my inventory here. I have torches and a tinderbox.
Ooh.
You could try setting it on fire. It is wet.
Told you.
Throwing a torch at it, I would say, could be fire damage.
Yeah, full Aragorn. Yeah, badass.
Yeah. Do you need a moment?
Cass has just discovered a card. Yes. She's reading with excitement.
Did you tell me what it looked like?
It is a big mummy. It's got an... I'll describe it in detail so we know what we're dealing with. So the description that Adam gave me when I first saw it, I now relay to Lunabon.
Pierced through the arms?
I will use my spell, prepare my spell Heat Metal, because that's fire damage to all the metal it's wearing.
Yep, that's allowable. You can do that.
Yeah!
That's a good idea.
Woo-hoo. Instead of using one of my short swords... Oh, no, wait. I want to use a short sword because I'm going to try to get a piece of it.
It emerges from the water. And oh, sweet. It is. Jesus. Goody, your turn first. All three of you will get, just a free action.
I'm going to try and get a bit of its... skin, a bit of something with my sword, but I'm going to use my drunken technique while using Flurry of Blows so I can get in and then get away again.
You spend another key point.
Yep.
You move into combat range. You attack.
Does a fist do damage even though...
Is it
technically magical because I'm Flurry
ability,
of Blows?
A later ability allows you to do magical damage with your fists. You do not currently have that ability.
Oh, that's okay.
You miss. I think that's going to be a miss. No, hit. Oh, it's armor classes. Shit. You hit with the sword.
It's rags and water, of course.
Some animals have natural armor, or creatures have natural
Not
armor.
Not a mummy. It's basically a corpse in...
Sometimes undead do.
Undead do what, Adam?
Do. The way they do do. You deal 5 points of damage to the creature.
Do I try to get... Did I get any bits of it on my sword?
A pile of things nearly dropped over. There's a lot of mess going on my table right now. Highs or lows?
Highs.
You lob off part of its hand, which hits the ground with a wet sound.
Yeah.
You attack with your fist.
Can I, instead of attacking my fist, try to pick up the hand with my fist?
You can also do that.
Okay, cool.
So you strike with the sword. Slashing part of its hand and cutting it off. Then you strike it in the chest, but you feel nothing like crumpling under your blow. The creature is too... It's strong. The creature does not care when you slam it in the belly.
Oh, boy.
In the same motion, though, you use that momentum of punching it in the gut to also kneel down and grab the bit of its hand that you cut off, and then you hightail it out of there.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I have its hand.
That was Goody.
Oh, goodness.
That's me. Yes.
I'll Lunabon? Use heavy metal.
Heat metal.
No, you're going to use heavy metal. Come on, play some heavy metal.
It's okay. I get up my distortion pedal for my lute. And I rock out some djent.
I wish you had a lute pedal for your lute.
Loop pedal for my lute?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you can't really emulate a loop pedal because you need to be...
No, I have one mouth, so...
Oh, no, there's no saving throw.
And you can scream.
What do you want to heat up?
The one necklace. Around its neck, yeah.
The necklace? All right. The necklace that it is wearing begins to glow red hot as you cast your incantation. You can feel ambient heat around the creature being channeled into the necklace. That's what you're doing, channeling ambient heat into it. The necklace glows and glows and glows until it's white hot and it hurts a little bit to look at, but you continue to stare nonetheless at it as the skin or the papery flesh and its funeral clothes around where the necklace is begin to catch fire. The creature wails an unearthly sound and you deal 24 points of damage.
Whoa, yeah! That's a lot of damage.
Oh, man, comparatively, my attack, even if it hits, is going to do such shit damage. I don't even want to bother, guys.
Oh, speaking of your abilities, I forgot your Bardic Inspiration. You do that as a bonus action. So you can do your regular action, you can attack, and you can also give Bardic Inspiration to an ally.
Do I still have the Bear Inspiration?
No, you're too far away from that.
That's right, I got out of
it. You can do that bardic inspiration equal to your bard level, I think, which is 3, plus your charisma modifier, which is 3 also. So you can do it 6 times a day. There's kind of no reason not to do it. You pretty much every turn, you just want to be giving inspiration to a friend to help them out.
Yeah, great.
You have to sing the whole time.
Sing the whole time.
Oh my God.
That was unexpected.
That was beautiful. Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh my God, thank you.
Speaking of amazing, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Cool. Yeah, right. Sick. Okay. I'm going to cast a spell, which I almost never do. It's called Vicious Mockery. And what usually happens is Adam tells me this doesn't work or something.
This will work. Mm-hmm. So I think we've said this before, but I'll restate it just in case people have forgotten. Tell a joke or you say something hurtful. If whatever you say makes me laugh, mm-hmm. you will deal double damage.
Oh, this is so much pressure. I don't have anything in the tank, but I'll go for it. Hey, Adam, you're cool. No, to the mummy, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, mummy, you are a piece of poos. You're nothing on Imhotep, the lord of all mummies. If Anaxinamun were with you, I would not wish her to be resurrected and be that actress from Arrested Development. You're even worse than the Tom Cruise mummy film, which I went to the premiere of, and it was shit. I took my brother, and we left early.
Fuck off. I'll pay that double damage.
Woohoo!
You deal 8 points of damage to it.
8 points of damage. That's not too bad.
No.
You can feel your words cutting better than any knife ever would on this creature. A single tear rolls down from where its eye should be.
Except it's already so wet, I can't tell, but I can tell.
You know.
Okay. And also, I'm like, hey, who wants to be inspired? Shushing. And I pull out my loot. Am I bardic inspiration, people?
Yeah, you can give it to either one of your allies. So whoever you want. Doesn't matter.
Give it to Luna.
I'm giving it to Luna.
All right.
Can you sing the inspiration?
Luna Bon, you're as nice as my mom, which isn't very nice. Just kidding. You're good in a fight, and
I know your mom
think
really
it's
well.
All right.
I'm going to tell her to watch this. Listen to this.
Get a bad boy, guy.
All right.
No.
We're in the middle of a fight. Oh, man, this one's fucked. You guys are in trouble.
You're good with the mummy, and you have a pet bunny. It's cute. Do you like my loot? Mm-hmm. That's the song.
I smile knowingly and nod because this is the first time I've associated the joy I feel when I look at a rabbit to a person.
I do the Kevin on the cover of Home Alone face, but instead of shock, it's glee.
You drop your loot, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose I do.
You just bang. Whop yourself in the face. Boom!
Yeah, the loot lands on a turtle who's like...
And it slowly walks away with the loot pack.
The mummy begins to stagger towards you. I would say... Lunabon, the creature stares at you and you feel its dreadful glare upon you.
Oh my God.
I would roll for you, but you just fail a saving throw.
Well, it's a good thing that everything went good.
Fortuitous circumstance. It's
yeah.
Not...
Both of the mummy's eyes fall out, so it doesn't affect me.
That's not how that card works. I know what I'm doing for that card. Do you spend it? Spending it, it's not going to get you out of this jam.
No.
You can still spend it.
Do you have
it
anything
will
that
be
can
a fortuitous circumstance.
Oh, yeah. What are we looking for? Because this is a card game now.
I just did fail a saving throw, so you need succeed on a saving throw.
Plus 1d10 after making a saving throw?
Unfortunately, no number will help her.
Why was I looking at her? Or him. I just realized I've associated mummy with...
Mummy?
Yeah.
Did you see the Tom Cruise mummy? That was a female mummy.
Oh, good on her. Women can do anything.
It was a really good movie.
I like how that movie was supposed to establish the mummy as the character, but Tom Cruise had so much creative control that it established Tom Cruise as his character.
He became the mummy by the end, though.
Well, spoiler alert, but yeah, he does.
Yeah. Do you know what? I will say this. I saw that movie as well, and maybe my expectations were rock bottom, but I had a fucking great time.
Oh, really? I hate it.
Oh, had the great line where Tom Cruise was fighting someone and said, "It's not you, it's me," and then it's good.
Did you see the?
I don't even remember that.
Oh,
did you see the trailer version of the trailer they uploaded without audio?
Oh, that was great.
That was amazing.
Just with the...
Yep. It was like that.
Fuck yes.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm paralyzed because I was dumb and looked at someone.
No, actually.
Humans cannot be trusted humanoids.
You are frightened.
But I just sang you a song.
You are only paralyzed if you fail by 5 points or more. Because I never even rolled for you, I just did fail. You're just frightened, which has a different effect. Let me read it out for you. You getting this?
It's the noise the mummy makes.
Frightened. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. The creature can't willingly move close to the source of its fear. So those are the two effects you have.
Okay.
Disadvantage and you can't willingly move closer to it. Which means that you can still even throw the fire at it, but you're at disadvantage. Make sense?
Yes.
So that was the mummy's turn. It begins to stagger closer towards you. Goody, it's your turn again.
I'd like to propose a situation. I have its hand. Do we need to fight it?
Fair call.
Well, if it's already following us, it'll come into the town and kill the animals.
Yeah, that's
you don't know how far it'll follow you.
I don't assume it'll follow us all the way back. We could also potentially run away and get assistance from the Dryad, because, hey, Dryad, here's a thing that's fucking up your forest.
Would I know, with my, for some reason, knowledge of this sort of stuff, if we kill the mummy, do I know if that kind of kills all the undead things as well? Is it a kind of hive mind Borg situation?
No. When an undead is created, the undead is under control, typically under the control of the creature that made it. But when that creature dies, the evil, unholy energy that powers the undead doesn't go away. It just reverts to the quotation marks natural state of a zombie, which is hostile towards all living creatures.
Right. Okay.
But they're stuck at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have to get rid of all of them too to make them like sanctified?
Look, you don't want undead in your drinking water.
What if we created like a solution? We're going to have to kill all these fucking things, aren't we? Or could we take the hand back and come up with some kind of treatment for the lake?
You could, yes, potentially. You don't know. Fact of the matter is, setting up this fight again is not going to be hard. It's not like, well, actually, you have done a bit of damage to the creature. So... Lunabond can, the spell that is destroying it with the necklace, she can keep that going every turn. So if you guys wanted to, just keeping it out of the water so Lunabond can still see it and keep the spell up is probably, killing the mummy is probably not going to be hard at this point, actually.
All right, then. Well, in that case, I'll put the hand in my pocket and I will take out a torch and tinderbox and I will, that's probably better than trying to stab it, I suppose.
You can yet in
would
this
I do
turn-
more would I do more damage with a flaming torch than I would with my darts?
Probably, yeah.
I would like to light one of my 10 torches on fire.
All right, you do so.
And throw it at the mummy.
You can light it on fire, but throwing it at the mummy will be next turn.
Can I give Malto the torch?
Yeah, hello. You can do that.
I've lit the torch. I'm going to give it to you. Throw it at the mummy.
Whoa, okay.
All right, that was goody.
I caught it.
I assume you kind of
handed it
line.
To you. Yeah. I'm not going to throw it.
Thanks.
Look, I respect you, but I do not trust your ability to catch flaming torches.
I'm very short.
I did not say that, but I thought it.
Anyway, Lunabon, it's your turn.
I would like to keep up the heavy head heart.
You keep up the heat metal spell.
Yes, please, Adam.
It takes a further 18 points of damage.
Whoa.
Phew. Oh, because you gave me inspiration.
No.
You're welcome.
That's just
oh,
it.
Well. Oh. I mean, you're still very welcome.
Oh, I'm inspired. I'm inspired.
Oh, it dies.
Oh, okay.
What, really?
It burns and then the fire begins...
The way you check that, like the listeners won't be able to see, is like you were looking on one corner of the desk and then just like a thought occurred to you, just like, oh, it's better check what the time is. You just like, I don't know, in a quarter of a second just went, oh, it's dead. And then straight back to what you were doing.
Fuck, we were going to walk away from that fight.
Yeah.
I lit a torch for nothing.
Heat metal is the MVP for this game, just that,
yeah, that's
for this
amazing.
Battle. Yeah, the fire begins to catch all along the mummy until it is consumed in flames, and then it collapses in front of you.
Well, let's bring this back to Seahawk.
Thank you.
That's scary. I don't like that.
You're welcome, disembodied scary voice.
But you know what I do like? I like loot. Loot that mummy.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The song. We're going to loot that mummy all day long. It's got jewels and gold and robes and bandages. That's all that it's got.
Oh, the piercings.
Oh, that's true. But the necklace is probably melted by now.
Actually.
Because of the heat.
What about the
circlet? No, it just set it on fire.
Oh.
I would say it does warp the jewelry, actually.
Oh,
fair. Is it still fun?
But I mean, the economy of where we are can't be terribly strong anyhow, right?
Look, like, it's a lump of gold, so that's still worth something. Sure. The necklace, whatever it was, is destroyed now, but I'd say it's worth 100 gold coins.
I can write this down if you guys want.
Sure.
That, yes.
Huh, that fight looked like it was not going to go that way, and then
It went incredibly well.
It went really well, guys.
Guys, we're a sick team.
We got fucked over a couple of times, and I didn't think we were going to make it, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
I was so worried for you. It's like, oh, good, our strongest member of our party in this fight is paralyzed.
I wasn't paralyzed. I was just very scared.
But you kept fighting, and that's real courage.
I did. I am courage.
She must have been pretty inspired.
I was.
And I have its hand. Oh, well, not that that's necessary. We have the whole
take the rings off.
I take all the rings off and put them on.
All right. So first things first, as you're looting the corpse, you notice that the funeral garb that it was wearing is slowly knitting itself back together. It's obviously magical in nature. The garb is fixing itself and it looks pristine. By the time that you're done doing this, the clothes are completely... Oh, the mummy is dead. The corpse within is destroyed, but the clothes are completely repaired by the time that you're done.
Well, perhaps we could all take a piece of clothing.
Yes.
Are there three pieces?
No, unfortunately. Well, you could try tearing it up if you wanted to.
What other? If we tear it up, will it fit? Yes, let's tear it up because then it'll fix itself.
And the three pieces of clothing.
It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. When you start tearing it apart, the pieces obviously want to just knit back together.
Like magnets. They just go...
Well, what do we know anything about it? What it does.
Before we carry on, just a quick word from our sponsors. Also, a quick word from Jackson.
Ta, Adam. I just thought, in the spirit of the season, I'd let everyone know that if they don't come to Big Deal, the Nightmare Quiz Show I'll be debuting at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, then I'm going to eat glue until I throw up. Head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets.
He means it. And now, back to the game. Molto bene and Lunabon, both of you are able to, through a detect magic spell and then trying to work out what spells are present here, you would assume that these might be considered clothes of mending. There's an enchantment upon these clothes that whenever they are damaged, they will try to fix themselves. It just mends itself no matter what. This garb will last basically until the enchantment ends, which could be centuries from now.
Right.
There's a bit of magic to it. You imagine you could charge like 500 gold coins for these clothes if you wanted to.
Does anyone want to wear it?
It's obviously a funeral garb, so it is a bit morbid to wear it, but you could. It also does cover your face, so that's up to you.
We may be able to sell it.
Yeah, let's.
I think we sell the fabric.
The little circlet that it's wearing is also obviously magical. There's a charged energy to it. All right, so I get a bad boy card.
Ooh, no. Does this mean it's cursed?
No. This is just your attempts to work out what it is. Incidentally, Lunabon, you have no clue. You will never know what this is until your good friend Goody tells you what it is. Goody, you get a good boy card.
Oh, thank you.
For rolling a 20. You identify it as a dread helm.
Yeah, this is a dread helm.
This fearsome helm makes your eyes glow red while you wear it.
I would like to put the dread helm on my head.
Your eyes glow red.
So you just have red eyes.
Yep. His eyes glow red.
You're already a tiefling, right? You're a tiefling, yeah?
Yeah.
That and thaumaturgy, you could make some people shit themselves.
You're totally Batman now.
I am like, totally Batman.
Like, you know, in Batman Begins when there's that guy who's got the poison.
Yes.
And he's hallucinating and Batman's got glowing red eyes.
Can you just imagine me just walking up to like people in a town, just my glowing eyes being like, well, swear to me.
Yeah. I'm Goody.
You do good impersonations. Have you considered becoming an impersonation-based comic?
Not even a little bit, but thank you. But this year I have weirdly been doing impersonations for myself. Just
what
for fun.
What do you mean?
I've just been working on some impersonations for no reason.
That's cool. Can you show some later?
Yeah, okay. I'll do one now. Give me an impersonation. Give me a person. I'll do them flawlessly.
Homer Simpson.
Well, Marge.
My name's Homer Simpson. How do you do? It's nice to meet you.
How was that? I can actually do a pretty good Marge.
Oh my God, go.
Help me!
Sorry if anyone else wanted the dread helm, but I think it just...
No, it suits you.
I'm also a bit drunk, so I stagger.
Oh, God.
Slur my words, red eyes.
Oh, of the like little adornments that it has, you can get another roughly 100 gold worth of stuff, like rings and the piercings and stuff like that. One of the rings, though, when you pick it up, whoever picks it up first, you immediately feel a magical energy charging through it into you. You, whoever it is, immediately feels a compulsion. Well, let's... It is you.
Me?
Yeah, you, Malta Bennett.
Great, I get the curse thing.
You feel an immediate compulsion to put it on. You don't have to obey this, though, but just role-playing wise, your character just wants to put the ring.
Is this fucking racism, Adam? Just because I'm a fucking halfling, you give me this like ring that makes me want to like put it on? And damn straight, I put it on.
You put it on, and as soon as you're wearing it...
Can I actually not want to put it on, fall over, it flies up into the sky, and I kind of go, oh, and it lands on my finger?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that happens. All right, maybe the magical energy charges through it into you, and you're like, you fall over, it flies into the air, put your hand out, it falls perfectly.
That is 100%. That is now that I think about that moment in that film, it is dumb as fuck.
We can't name that film.
No, we can't. No,
we won't.
It's very funny because there is inevitably someone in the audience who does not know the movie we're referencing.
Yeah, somebody hasn't seen Total Recall.
Yeah.
Oh my
not
god.
To say. At least they don't know if it's the original or the remake.
That's true.
Edit that out.
All right. So as soon as you put it on, you feel energy surging through you. You feel it channeling from your toes all the way up to your head. Magical knowledge floods into your mind, knowledge that you didn't have before this. You know, no matter what happens, when you are wearing this ring, you will always know which direction is north.
Guys.
Yeah?
I know north.
What was that, Malto?
I know north.
Did he say he knew north?
Yeah,
I know north, and I just run away.
In which direction?
North. Why did that take me a moment?
Well,
that's cool. So it's a ring of compass.
Ring of direction.
I've already written ring of compass. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Ring of direction.
You know what? That's a cooler name. Let's call it that. All right. So, where would you like to go with your newfound knowledge?
Well, I'm already heading north.
You're just going to go north? That is not the direction of the city.
That's not.
The town.
Hey, guys, should we go back to the town? Hold on, we have a head or something, don't we? Don't we have some...
I have the mummy's head. Yeah. I have the mummy's hand. We just have the whole corpse of the mummy.
I have the mummy returns on DVD, if that's... Why did you write that on my things?
You all got a DVD, if you check your character sheets. It's all Hammer's movie monster based as well. So you got The Mummy Returns. Cass got...
Hammer's Shrek.
Cass got Shrek.
I got Van Helsing. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
The director's cut.
None of you let me get out my Shape of Water joke and I'm furious at all of you. Anyway, on we trod. Heading just north?
No, to the village.
All right.
That would have been very funny. Do we want to take the head back with us as well as the hand?
That would be.
Yeah. Well, I think if we take the head back with us, then they should be able to maybe do something with that, or maybe they want it. I don't know.
And I'll keep this hand as a souvenir.
Oh, it's so grisly.
Yes, it is. Can I fashion the hand into a necklace?
Into a necklace?
Yeah.
With what?
I don't know.
Do you have a...
You're becoming so badass looking. You've got red eyes and like a hand around your neck.
Just attach it as a choker.
Oh, yeah. Can I attach the hand as a choker?
Boy, I don't think it's going to be grippy like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, rigor mortis.
It's been dead for quite some time.
Yeah, but
so
dead
super
yet.
Rigor mortis.
It's been dead for quite some time. Mummies don't happen overnight. You gotta work hard and then someday you'll become a mummy.
Could I get back to the village and
unfortunately cannot fashion it in such a manner.
Can I get back to the village and ask Miss Green?
Green.
Chapel.
Chapel.
The grocer. Goblin grocer to fashion this into a necklace for me?
Yeah, you could ask her.
Would she do it?
It's a bit gruesome. You don't know.
She's a goblin. She'll do it. She loves me. Great. Cool.
All right. So you head back into town, ignoring the quest to turn in the corpse. You just go straight to Green Chapel.
Well, you guys could turn in the corpse.
We'll head off to turn in the corpse.
Okay.
I have a thing I want to take care of, and then I will meet up with you again. Please don't get in a fight without me again.
You know, guys, we could just start a business in this village, like of like a haunted house themed attraction. Make a little, like, buy a little hut. We could put the head and the hand in
there. I have scary eyes now.
Yeah, we could. If we have to burn that thing with all the people in it, like, we could use that and say that's a ghost.
So. I thought the whole point of doing this was that we weren't going to burn the people.
I know. I'm just
you know, change of heart.
It's the most northern building in town, and I just kind of have this attraction to it these days. Nah, it's fine. Let's go ahead on that body.
Do you head to the dwarven cleric who told you to burn the place down, or do you take it to Seahall?
I reckon we go to Seahall. Yeah.
Seahall? All right. She's just doing a patrol. She's walking with Linus doing a patrol of the perimeter. You find her easily enough. Hello.
Hello.
Hail!
Hello! Linus nods curtly to each of you in turn.
Oh, yeah, I've decided I'll get this done later. I'm going to go with him.
All right, cool.
Hey, Goody. How's it going?
Seahold.
Good.
Seahold gestures to the mummy that you have. I don't know. One of you is carrying the mummy.
The head.
Oh, just the head?
Or do we need the whole body?
I didn't say. So, or no one said. So I assumed you were taking the body, and the body is a body, so someone is going to have to be hefting it.
Can I have we've pulled it apart and I'm carrying it like C-3PO style backpack?
Yeah, no.
Chewbacca?
Yeah, sure. Cool. You can have whatever parts of the mummy you want. It's not resisting at this point.
I'll hold the head.
You can have the head. I'll have the arms and legs.
I want the heart.
It actually probably doesn't have one that has been removed.
I know the feeling.
Aw. You're the Tin Man.
I give you its ribcage so you can play it like a xylophone.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Can I do that? Can I have a mummy xylophone?
You can have all the parts for a mummy xylophone, but you have not the expertise to assemble one.
Oh, man, I want to set up a band called the Bone Tones.
Tell
you what, adventurers, they use every part of the mummy. That's what I appreciate about you guys. Making it into a necklace, a xylophone. I don't know. Cass, I assume you're going to do something with the head. You seemed like too specifically that you wanted it.
I just wanted to hand it in, really. I don't want this. I want to go home. I want to go home to the forest.
There is a forest. Anyway, Seahall takes the head or whatever you're giving her very gingerly and says, is this the creature from in the lake?
Yes.
Yes, this is his right leg, his left leg. He has his ribs.
I'm working on it.
All right, I'll see what I can do, she says, barely holding back bile.
That is so gross about a waterlogged mummy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys are just used to death.
That's sad.
Well, she should be. All of her friends are dying.
It's true.
But she's trying to save them.
Yeah, true. No, fair.
You guys are morbid. All right. So after
we're good friends.
After handing Seahall most of the body, I assume.
All
are
of
you
it
using
but
any
one
other
hand.
Parts?
I just want to keep a hand to make a necklace in.
Hand. And anyone ribs. Else want to take a soup?
I'm not taking anything.
Souvenirs? The ribs, I assume?
Yeah, it's got those bones.
It's got the all mangled right. necklace and all the self-mending funeral garb. So.
She takes the rest. As she's gingerly grabbing it, she glances at each of you in turn very, not with suspicion, but with like a concerned look that could be mistaken for suspicion. You know that look. And then she says, have each of you handled parts of the mummy?
Yeah.
Yes.
How else am I going to make a fucking xylophone?
I just, well, it is where the sickness is coming from.
Yeah, well, I'm fairly sure I'm immune to the mummy now because it is dead. Is that how sickness works?
I don't think so, no.
Well, I feel fine.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I've not noticed anything wrong.
Probably just don't share, I don't know, syringes with anyone.
No kisses from me.
The concerned look switches to suspicious now.
You should know my flaw is I'm a sucker for a pretty face, so you should be fine.
Oh, no.
Ooh. And I say, just kidding, and diddle-a-dun on the xylophone. It's kind of all I do.
Is that really your flaw?
Play little things.
You're a sucker for
a apparently.
Seahall just turns and walks away. She doesn't know what to do with the information you've given her, and she needs some time.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You're going to Green Chapel now?
Well, I am. Do you want to come?
There's no active quests left, I don't believe.
We should Well, we're happy to go to Green Chapel to get your necklace made.
Thank you.
While you're doing that, I might go see how the animals are doing.
Fair, fair call.
But I think we should have a look at the Yuan-ti. They're going to come for us.
The Yuan-ti.
Yuan-ti. Yeah.
It's like a Yuan-ti.
Yeah.
It's like a yawn you have around tea. That's how you remember. That's how I remember, at least.
That's the most darling thing I've ever heard, Adam.
It's sad then that it's not true.
Aww. Just every time you sip a tea, you're like, oh, this is good tea.
A nice sleepy time,
lizard
tea.
People.
Snake boys, yeah?
Snake boys.
And yeah. Snake women.
And our snake friends beyond the binary.
Yes.
And yes. Yes.
So you're going to go check that the animals are all right?
Yes.
All right. And would you like to do anything special?
Yeah, I'd like to sit next to like a creek and try and like make the xylophone work. Just like, you know, like really make a go of it.
All right.
Yeah. Wait.
Is this a skill check?
It is a, it's not a, well, I'd allow bonuses for skill checks.
Fine.
You can give him a bonus if you want.
Yeah, but I want to see how it goes first. I want you to get the xylophone, man. So go find some bones.
Find some bones.
All right. You are unable. You try again to make a xylophone, but you just don't. You're like, you don't have the proper materials. You don't have any tools to work it.
Can we try that? Would that help?
Plus a d12. It might.
I really want you to get this xylophone.
Oh, no. Good boy, Dex.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
You make a xylophone.
Yes!
You learn that you need to shorten some of the bones, so you start breaking them, and you have them at all different lengths. You attach them to a large bit of driftwood.
I'm tuning the bone. That's how it works.
You do so. You have a functioning xylophone.
Great. Xylophone.
Sorry, please. Write xylophone in your inventory. Meanwhile...
Necklace?
Yes.
Yes.
You take it to Green Chapel. Green Chapel gives a little ah when you take it out. She's quite obviously shocked and a little horrified, but yeah. She says nothing of it.
I understand that this is a grisly artifact, but I like to keep reminders of all the places I have been. And since I was not able to get a snow globe from the mummy, I thought I would take its hand and fashion it into a necklace. Also, my eyes are red now because of this hat.
That's very nice. Please, have a seat. She gestures to a plastic-wrapped sofa. Or the nearest that such an island could allow.
Yeah, cool.
You sit down. She sits down with you, and she gives you a very calm and slow and gentle talk about how you shouldn't pick things up off the ground and how you don't know where that's been.
Oh, no, I know exactly where it's been. It was attached to a mummy at the bottom of a lake that was making people sick.
She listens very patiently, but she tells you that... She doesn't want you to get sick, so you shouldn't just pick things up off the ground, especially not to put them in your mouth as well.
I did not put this in my mouth. Could I have some string then?
You can have some cookies.
I immediately do not want the hand as a necklace and want cookies instead.
She gives you cookies and a bit of milk.
With brandy?
With brandy.
Good.
Please wash your hands.
Oh, she makes you wash your hands.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. There's no way that, yeah.
You have to wash your hands every time you come into her house. Because you're always going to have dinner at her house.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what to do with this hand now.
Give it a high five.
Oh, she... While you're having cookies, it just disappears. She has presumably binned it.
Fair enough.
You got to return it to the earth. Or burn it.
I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
By the time you're done with milk and cookies...
Yes.
She is standing there with a dream catcher that she has strung up on a string, and she gives you that as a necklace to wear.
Why, thank you, Miss Grinch. Happy, this is the nicest thing that anybody has ever given me, and I've put it on.
You feel
good,
comforted.
Ooh, is it a special dream catcher?
It has a special type of magic imbued with it, the magic of someone who loves you.
Oh,
Adam.
Oh, I'm overcome. I am overcome with love and warmth for you, Miss Green Chapel. You are the nicest lady. Anything you need, and I mean anything you ever need, you simply holler and I will come to your aid.
She says, that's so nice. And then she leans in and hugs you.
Oh, this is the best.
All right.
I would like to check in on Dog Fetch and Precocious.
Precocious.
That's the cat, isn't it?
Yeah. Precocious you can't find anywhere in the settlement. Fetch. Fetch you find running around the perimeter of the fence. As he runs, as he sprints past you, you just hear running, 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 running.
Oh, he seems to be having a good time. How's dog doing?
Dog's all right. He's just sitting.
No, hey, dog.
Hey.
Well, how's it going?
It's all right, thanks.
Okay. Do you need anything?
I'd like some water, please.
I get him water.
You get him a bowl of water. You set it down in front of him. He puts a paw on the lip and flips it so that the water tumbles out of the bowl. Then he licks it off the ground.
Yeah, that's how he likes it.
Can I have some more water, please?
Yeah.
He does the same thing again. He flips the bowl and licks it off the floor.
Why's the water getting away? Can I have some more water, please?
Yeah.
He flips the bowl. This happened several times. Then he's had his fill.
Oh, brilliant. What other, can I try and meet a new animal friend? How's Paula doing? I'll check in on Paula first.
I like that you rolled your eyes for your animal familiar that you actually care about.
I love Paula. She's all I have.
Apparently you love dog more.
Mm. No, Paula's with me at all times. I know if something's wrong with Paula. Yeah. So, but I'll do an active check-in. Paula, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm hungry.
What do you want?
Carrot.
Okay, can I try and find some carrot?
Miss Green Chapel has the town's stores of foods and the only veggie patch in the town.
Okay, we'll go see Miss Green Chapel, okay?
Okay.
But I want to see if I can make another on the way there. Are there any other animals that I can befriend? Any birds about?
I was about to say, yeah, there's chickens.
Hello?
Even though you could talk to animals, that's all they make.
What are their names? Hello.
Sorry, I just opened a door.
Hi, I'm Ludivon. What's your name?
They're just pecking on the ground. You can talk to animals. That's what they're saying.
I try and give them pats.
They accept them.
Yeah. That's good. I give them lots of pats.
I'm making the same claim that Life of Pets is making, in that all animals except birds are sentient. In that movie, every animal except birds can talk.
That's
quite racist.
That's wrong. Cruel, yeah. Birds have the brains of...
Brainless.
Birds can talk in real life.
No, they can't. They imitate sounds.
Yeah.
That's talking. They can vocalize.
Yeah.
I've heard a cockatoo in a story tell firemen to fuck off when they try to rescue it off a roof.
We're all just imitating sounds. We didn't invent English.
Yeah.
We're all birds, Adam.
No, we're actually...
We're all birds, Adam.
All right.
You galah.
We lay eggs. We got feathers. It's just unarguable.
I eat food that mum has already chewed up and spits into my mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. I often just find myself staring at the mirror and then headbutting it for no reason.
Yeah, scratch at the ground. That's where my food is.
From being stuck in a cage.
Yeah, it's true.
It's awful. Don't keep birds. All right. So they're basically us. So you are...
I'll head over to Miss Green Chapel's house to find some carrots for Paula.
Yeah, you are on your way there. And it is, at this point, the sun is getting a bit low in the sky. You are the first person, Lunabon, who can hear in the distance, boom, 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 the sound of drums.
Ooh.
It pauses you for a second. Something about it, some weird rhythm to it. It chills you to your spine. There's an element of, like, hunter and prey to it, where you are not the hunter, and you do not like that.
This is very bad. Oh, I wish I could talk to birds so they could tell me what's going on.
No, birds can't talk to you. No, just chickens.
Can I call out to see if there are any birds around?
Probably not within this. You would just know there wouldn't be many within this just radius of the town.
Does it sound far away? It
sounds a bit distant. Yeah, you're only just hearing it, like faintly.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I know Goody's at...
You know Goody's at Green Chapels. You do not know where Molto Bene is.
Okay, well, I'll run to where Goody is.
All right.
Burst in the door.
By the time you get to Green Chapel's house, you as well, Goody, can hear a distant boom, 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 boom.
Miss Green Chapel, is she with me?
Yeah, she... Oh, she's in the kitchen.
I have to ask, is there a regular thing in this town for parades or such like?
Green Chapel, as she was coming out of the kitchen, she had a platter with broken but then fixed fine china. She was carrying tea.
Bless this woman.
As she walks into the kitchen, you can see that she can hear the drumming as well, and she drops it in fright. It all breaks on the ground, and tea seeps across the floor.
Oh, again.
She puts her hands up to her mouth. They're coming.
This would be the snake people.
They're coming.
Okay, you stay. You find a place that is secure, and you stay there, Ms. Green Chapel. I will not have you being kidnapped by no snake people.
Can I burst in and just be filled in on what just happened?
Yeah, you were there for this.
Do you hear that?
I do, yes.
Hello, Mrs. Green Chapel. Are you okay?
She's trembling. You can see fear in her face.
I pass her Paula. Paula, you make this woman feel better. You pat Paula, okay?
Green Chapel clutches Paula close.
Okay, do you have any carrots for Paula, by the way?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
In the veggie patch, she gestures out the back.
Okay, I run. That's more important. I just go find that.
Miss Greenchapel, if we are about to have an altercation with a group of snake people, Yanti, playing drums, how many of them are usually with the drums?
I don't know. There could be dozens, maybe more.
Do you have any hard liquor? And I mean hard liquor.
She gestures to the same cabinet she keeps getting the brandy out of.
I get the hardest liquor in that cupboard.
You go to open the cupboard, and it won't open immediately, like it's locked, but there's no lock on it. Then you lift it up to get the child lock over, and then you open the cupboard and get in.
Thank you for putting in that Goody it struggles with cupboards.
Struggles with child locks on cupboards.
Yeah, yeah. I can't open medicine or doors properly. It's a problem. I have a safe settings on my TV.
There's three bottles of, it's called Grugrog's Best. Down the bottom.
Well, hello, Grugrog.
Through the wax seal that keeps the three bottles shut, you can smell the stench of orcish ale.
I take a big whiff.
You break one open?
I break one open.
It smells like pure gasoline. It tastes like pure gasoline. Perhaps Grugrog's Best is pure gasoline. Grugrog's Best on sale now.
I scull a whole bottle. It's fighting you time.
You scull a whole bottle?
Yeah.
You're not an orc.
Well, bad luck.
Well, Goody's out of the fight.
Maybe. All right. I've got good news and bad news. Which would you prefer first?
Bad news.
Bad news? All right. You can't keep it down. You throw it up.
Damn.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Also the good news. Yeah.
I take
you
another
are,
bottle.
By the way, heavily intoxicated.
Oh, so it worked?
Oh, yeah. You just didn't keep it down.
Oh, good. No, that's fine. That's
you
what I needed.
You still got basically a contact high. Your intelligence is reduced by, or effectively reduced by, 2 points. So you have now an intelligence of...
10.
Yep.
That drink gave me brain damage.
That's great.
But it's fine because I fight better drunk. So I'm ready to fight.
All right.
Apologies, Miss Grinchapel, for muddying your floor, but I need to punch things.
You wiped your feet as you came in?
Oh, I love this woman so much.
Will Grugrog's Best fuel Goody or incapacitate Goody? Find out next time on Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com. Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sanspants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.